Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Comms Noise. It's Chris here, just doing the intro on my own, very briefly. This episode is a review of the European Championships, which we attended this weekend at the UK Games Expo. So it contains a review of day one, a couple of interviews with some interesting opponents that I played, and then a review of the top four cut and what happened in the end. Apologies for some of the sound quality. Obviously, we were in busy rooms. We tried to limit it, get into quiet corners and get outside away from people. But with the best will in the world, 13,000 people at the event, plus other events there, we couldn't get to complete isolation. So do persist with it. The quality gets better as I find quieter and quieter places. I hope you enjoy it. And it's a bit of a shorter one, obviously, and then hopefully we will be back in 2 to 3 weeks to do a full recording, and we'll look properly at the Wave 6 stuff, and we'll do a proper debrief when the dust has died down then. But yes, like I say, hope you enjoy it, and we'll I'll catch you next time. Hello and welcome to the European Championships 2017, the inaugural European Championships, FFG. I'm Chris. With me at the moment, we've got Ben Riley
and Ben Edgar, the original Ben.
Original Ben.
Original replica
Jedi Master Ben.
I'm the
up and coming Padawan Ben. So we're just here at the end of day one. We've had three games today. So I've gone, I think I'm 14, no, I'm 16 points? 17 points. So I won my first game 10-1. Managed to slice admonition, it flew off the board. I'm running a TRC list with some YTs. Lost my second game to a Medine list, quite close, 7-4, and then I just lost to a demo list, which double god rolled my Corvette ball, killed two on turn two, and that was pretty much. And then Alpha Striked with five fighters, Alpha Striked four of my YTs. There's not much I could have done with that, really. But I've had three really good games, really good opponents, and enjoying it so far, even if it's a bit of delays this morning. We're not suffering anywhere near as much as X-Wing, though, so so it's good.
Could be worse.
So, Ben, how's your day going?
Yeah, two losses and a win. First guy played... what did he play? Liberty list. Liberty, lots of transports and lots of A-Wings. Did really well, tied me up. Pinned me down and beat me. Second guy I played was a four activation ISD list. I won that 10-1.
ISD lists just crumble so quickly, apart from other Ben.
Yes.
Unless you're a Jedi Master, ISD lists.
It's the only ISD on anywhere near the top table, isn't it?
It is. Big shit lists are just crumbling.
And then the third, another four activation ISD list with demo. And he beat me quite 7-4, but he did a really good job. Flew really, really well.
Targeted the right.
So yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. He took out Jendon. So my list is demo, an instigator, a raider, and the rest transports with quite a big fighter wing. He took out my Jendon in turn two, and that kind of crippled my fleet for the rest of the game. So he did the right things at the right time. So yeah. Really, and a really good guy as well. He came from Holland. Going back on Sunday.
So enjoying it so far. This is your first sort of big tournament. You've done store tour champs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, done regionals.
Q ones. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I did the regionals.
So not too bad then. So yeah.
And the master.
And we've got the leader of day one here. We were gonna try and find him and isolate him, but he's part of the podcast anyway. So
I've been doing well. Yeah, I've been top of the table one all day. I got a 10, a 9, and 10. Feels good.
That's shit, then. What happened in game two?
I know. There were two ships both left on one hit point each. I got greedy. I tried to get them both. I should have just focused one down. And then I would have had 3 tens, probably. I hadn't done the maths. Hadn't worked it out. So, it's been a great day. I've been running the same list I took to Cardiff back in January, but that was the last time I've used it. So I was quite worried going in that I'd forgotten how this list works. But luckily, it's quite point and click. So it turns out you just throw bombers at things. And to recap, it's an ISD 1 with long-range comms, expanding hangars, Wolf Yularen, flight controllers, Motti, four Gazantes, two with bomber commands, five bombers, Reimer, four TIEs, Mauler, two Jump Masters. Lost a bit all three games. Played all three of my missions, which was nice.
Oh, cool.
So my first two games were both against Italian chaps who travelled over here, because there's apparently, like, Italy has the smallest Armada meta in the world. There's like eight of them.
In the whole country.
Yeah.
Well, well done, lads, for coming over.
So they came over here to get
the
action.
I played two German guys today, and really good. Yeah, both really good guys. So it's good cosmopolitan.
Yeah. It truly is Euros.
Properly is Europeans, yeah. Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Where some systems are just 90% British people, and then, you know, some Europeans.
More, I guess we're more people from different countries here than at Worlds.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah,
Canada and North America.
It's cheaper to fly here than
it's probably. It's a lot easier to travel from Europe to the UK.
Countries are much closer together.
Yeah. So, quick rundown of my games. First game was against. He had six. Oh, both the Italians I played both had six activations. I guess that's their meta. And they both had 20 plus point bids.
Yeah.
So they really wanted first last activation. They were desperate.
I went against one as well, and he had seven activations and a 20 point bid or something.
Oh, was he Italian as well?
Yeah.
That just must be their meta.
It's the way they go, massive bids, massive activations.
So, God, what was in the first game? I've blanked.
Oh, it's already been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Didn't he slice your. Just as a highlight, didn't he? Oh, he sliced you to a nav, which then let you get away or something.
Yeah, so he tried to box me in with Gazontes and Demolish. Oh, yeah, so he had three Gladiators, three Gazontes.
There's a lot of multiple Gladiator lists around.
Yeah, and he tried to box me in with the box my ISD in with the Gazontes and while getting the Glads in behind me. But he sliced me off my fighter orders, because the fighters were hammering him, into a nav, and that nav gave me that extra click to get out of the trap and not get ganged
That's
up
amazing.
On by the Glads.
It's amazing.
And I got 180 points out of superior position tokens, which felt good. TIE fighters just chasing up things in the back. Second game was the other Italian guy who had three corvettes, admonition, two transports, four A-wings and jam. And the highlight of that game was he switched admonition to concentrate fire to try and take down the Star Destroyer, but had a horrible trajectory at speed 4. And then after he moved at this weird angle, I killed Maydeen on his transport.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then the admonition didn't have the clicks to avoid the board edge, and it just flew off the board.
Oh, wow.
But if I hadn't killed Maydeen, he would have got out. So that was cool. And then... third game was against Ryan Phillips, who we've met a few times at local tournaments. He had demo, two Architons, two Gazontes, and an anti-fighter ball with like IG, Saber Squadron, Merrick, Gendon. And I thought I was going to lose that game, because on turn one I Alpha Strike with the six bombers with two rerolls apiece, so I rolled 18 black dice. And I did two damage to
what?
To demo.
Wow.
And I tell you, I worked out the maths on that, and three bombers with two bomber commands apiece is an average of 9 damage. That's average roll, and I got 2. So I thought I was going to lose
that. You still won 10-1.
It all came together.
It's just that good. Jedi Masters do not care about that. These flanks do not care.
Use the force, man.
There was just one bad turn. That's everything averaged out after that. I can't complain about dice. It went really well.
So you're sitting pretty at 29 out of 30.
Feels good.
It's good. Recording this to posterity if one of us overtakes you tomorrow, then shame.
We'll do
the Cersei Lannister with the shame. Well, that's why it's so bad. It's so bad that you'll get a full on naked shame walk around the extra.
I'm just not getting there on Friday Sunday either. So, yeah. You're really not.
Oh,
are you not around Sunday?
He's going to be there.
Ricky's given me a lift home. So if Ricky doesn't get into the cut,
I've lost
two. We're just going to chill. We're just going
to
chill.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Yeah, we were going to leave Sunday morning.
Oh, right.
Sunday afternoon. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I can always give you a lift back to Bristol. Because I'll check out the expo on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So we'll fulfil your world championship.
European championship.
One of us needs to go.
The free tickets to Minnesota are in sight, aren't they?
I drove you to Bristol. You fly me to Minnesota.
That sounds fair. So we'll see my crushed hopes and dreams tomorrow when we record another little snippet, I suppose.
How are you doing today, Matt?
Matt
Ricky has just joined us, and Matt's friend Pete.
Hey, I'm Pete. You may have heard me say I got trashed a minute ago.
We'll come to you in a minute. You'll have your chance.
I did absolutely horribly. It's like I've forgotten how to play the game.
What points are you on?
Too much. 16.
Too much Destiny. You're only a point behind me.
Yeah, but it's just.
It's at 15. It's like half would be 15. It's so you're like slightly in the top half.
I've like three games. Like the first game, I got 9-2'd. And I think I tilted. I got a Liberty, Medina Liberty.
Yeah, it was harsh. When I played that list, it was harsh.
I got massively outmaneuvered. And second game, I played against a Reek and Uvirus list. Chose Most Wanted as the objective on my Demolisher. Well, he put it on my Demolisher. But it's all right, I've got Montferrat on there. I took too many gambles with it and lost the Demolisher. I won the game, but it was only a 6-5 because I gave away so many points.
Double point Demolisher.
How'd you get on just now?
And then just now, it was against another Rebels list with Akbar. It was like MC-80, MC-30, 3 transports, and some squadrons. And I got 8-3, I believe.
Good.
Yeah, that adds up to 16 over the course of the day. But
very good.
There's this French guy, lovely guy, JB. But I think there was just translation barrier sometimes.
Yeah.
A language barrier. I'd say, you need to roll for this. And he's like, I shoot this. And it's like, you roll these dice. And it's,
I had the same problem with the Italian guys. Like, really awkward to try and...
The German guy's English is amazing.
Yeah.
To be honest,
yeah,
it's better than most of yours.
Yeah.
Did he have like French damage cards? Because I just had to trust the Italian guys that they clicked what they said they did.
I never got a direct hit though.
I never got structural damage.
Oh really?
Who knows?
Yeah. So at the first game, German damage deck came out.
Yeah.
Third game, French damage deck was on the like.
At least you weren't running Dodono, I suppose.
I was looking up card text on my phone just to, like, for certain upgrades, for some points being like, just trust that he's using this right.
I'm sure they were. They all seem like nice.
Basically, there was I took out all his squadrons, took out 2 transports in one turn because I planted Jonas and Jonas. just regular Jonas.
Been a long time.
Not Gerard.
Yeah.
Planted Jonas in between them and used Demolisher to run through them. And then took out his MC-80 like on the last turn. But it's just his MC-30 and his Flotilla with Akbar on it. A lot of points in there. Mm. If I could have done that, it would have been good.
Great.
Fair enough. You've got 4 more games tomorrow, so everything can change, can't it?
Yeah, and because of the points system with the split, it's not like in other games where you lose 2 games and you're out. You can't physically make the cut.
But then, to be fair, you've already started beating the top of the cut at 3-2.
How are you doing, Ricky?
Terrible.
You 10-1 your first?
We'll
just
do
quick
one.
Ones because we're all starving hungry. But
10-1, did SensorNet against...
You played the same
Reek and Uvirus
list.
Oh, but he had a rapid launch phase.
So we had to deploy the rapid launch phase on the side of MC-80. Akbar. It didn't go well for him. I almost boarded him, but I had a load of points from SensorNet anyway. It was a pretty straightforward, quick game, but it was fun.
And then it turned.
I got to play Ryan Phillips, who I played in our Q1.
With the same lists.
With the same lists.
So he was the guy I played in my third round.
Yeah.
With the demo 2 Architects.
It's a strong list. He has Interlocker
on both arcs and the demo.
Yeah.
So that must have really screwed over your MCA.
He just stripped all of my tokens. I couldn't stop the damage.
Mm.
Wiped out Defiance. Shortly after, he wiped out Home 1. All gone. Okay, last game. Gets another one of the Italian guys. 7 activations. 2 Raiders. a Demolisher. And a ton of transports.
Mm-hmm.
4 transports.
And significant fighters?
1.
1 significant fighter.
1 fighter. It was the...
Whisper.
The Whisper one.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, gunnery teams, it's not going to be too bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, advanced gunnery objectives.
Yeah, advanced gunnery picked against me.
Yeah.
But they're all so fast. Everything's so quick.
Mm.
Never is it in arc. and it never is there when you need it to be because he's got 7 activations. He flew well. He flew very well.
Well, even though you can pick off like flotillas at long range with Defiance.
It's got to be in range though, and it's got to be.
You couldn't even get into long range.
No.
Shit.
It was. He hit me with 7 damage from Demolisher. One hit, Intel offered absurd the turn before my my brace with another massive hit.
Ouch.
So what are you on? 10.
10, 11, plus a 4 or a 3.
13 or 14.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of us around the middle.
Oh, you might get to play
that's
each other
middle?
Tomorrow.
No.
I don't think that's the middle.
We've done today. Well, we've not.
First time ever, none of us have played.
First time ever, 3 games, none of us have had to play. So.
Even though we all got 10 in the first round, we didn't end up against each other. That's
cool.
Amazing.
That was cool.
We're going to hit the middle round. Except Ben. He's going to win.
So we can interview Pete, who's technically not our meta. London meta. Right? London meta. How are you doing?
You say meta. I'm not sure about that.
You play the game.
I play here and there.
So you've just been playing, playing recently?
I've been to a few
bit of history.
More minor tournaments before.
Yeah.
Why
did you decide to play Armada rather than any of the other games?
Well, I also play X-Wing.
Yeah.
Just put that out there.
Yeah. We won't hold it against you.
Mainly because Matt Such, when we were living together, introduced me to Armada.
Uh-huh.
And so...
But why do you prefer it now? The answer's yes.
Yeah, I think I do, actually. I'm not sure I prefer like intense 7 games in 2 days, but we'll see how that goes tomorrow.
Yeah. We're lucky.
It could have been 8.
Yeah.
But I've had a really good day today.
What are you on, points?
I'm on 16.
Very good.
So
another one in the middle with another pack with us.
Someone's fighting someone tonight.
Well, it's nice, you know, there's like, 60 odd people here, so you know.
We're submarining on purpose, right?
That's
Totally submarining, not losing horribly.
It's called sinking.
Sinking.
if you don't come back up again afterwards.
I don't like that term, but it's true.
There's plenty of time to come back. You can all make it into the top 32.
But I don't hear any.
And that's when you get the cool deck boxes.
Yeah.
No more Intel officers, and I'll be right.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, we
there's
never play Intel officers.
No, there's loads of them in this meta. Shit
brutal.
Loads. Shit loads.
It should be on every Gladiator, every Demolisher.
It is very good on Demolisher. Yeah. It's really good.
I think it's because people have stopped using slicer tools. Because everyone used to have Veteran First Officer on Demolisher.
What's the card that lets you spend the card? Maybe that should come into play more.
I think we just started using a lot of Jonas.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about the Intel officer because I'm just going to lock it.
Jonas. I haven't played a single Jonas yet.
No.
I haven't seen him.
Nobody uses him bar up.
I think he's the best.
He's better than Intel officer.
Our meta kind of screwed us.
Is that what we're saying?
That's
my excuse.
You chumps speak for yourselves.
I'm going back to the forest weekend. I don't care.
It's moulded Ben into a 10-1 machine. Our meta.
Bring back your Boris. I'm returning to
surprisingly few of our eye here.
Yeah.
I've not seen one yet.
Actually,
I've seen
Yavaris,
but not,
like,
not with Recall.
Two Imperials, 1 Rebels, was it?
I played two Rebels, actually, and one Imperial. So my list is a Kraken, Admonition, TRC Corvettes list. My first game was fairly straightforward against a guy who's his first tournament. Nice guy called James. He split his forces and set all of his 3 Nebulons to speed 0 at the start, so I decided to ignore them and chase his Corvettes down, which I did.
Yeah.
So unfortunately I couldn't get more, but it was a 7-4.
Yeah. Time to double back.
Yeah, exactly. My second game I got extremely lucky. I kind of tried to joust an ISD with Architens and a bunch of other things. Admonition managed to blow up a few things and then just about escape, heavily damaged, and then managed to put just the right crit on the ISD to save 3 of my ships in a couple of turns.
Oh, was it Kraken's Dream crit?
Yeah, Kraken's Dream crit, which is can't shoot against
obstructed
targets.
Oh, heartbreaking.
It's a dream come true.
Then I TRC'd the ISD to death. I got away with that one. And then the game I just played against a really nice Italian guy called Alessio, I got absolutely slaughtered by, it was Liberty
yeah.
and five or six.
He was the guy I played.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah. Really good.
Ten
could
see where they came.
I had absolutely no chance. But yeah. Really nice guy. I think he felt sorry for me. He obviously had a huge stash of Range Rovers that he gave me too.
Oh, that's nice.
So I've got some plastic already.
So you've got some stash already.
Go with your screed and your medal.
Exactly, yeah.
Very good.
It's a good haul.
Very good. So I'm very good there.
We're all hungry, so we're going to get some food. But the FFG know exactly when we're going to podcast. And literally this time, they dropped the article about 10 minutes before we started podcasting.
So we've had a bit of a dribble over the
hammerhead,
but we'll have a proper read and talk about it.
First reaction, though, too expensive, you think?
More expensive than I expected it to be, rather than too expensive.
Three?
No, it had to be three, I think. I thought it was going to be three. But I thought it'd be cheaper, because it really, how many points is it less than a Corvette B? Not a lot.
B's 39, isn't it?
Yeah, and where is it? 36. So 3 points cheaper than a Corvette B.
The dice are weird.
Arguably a lot
worse. On the Torpedo one.
And they can't have engine techs.
That's the clincher.
Not surprising.
But it's too early to call. I need to have a
drink. Yeah, we need to digest it, and it's not the right time to discuss it. Weird defence tokens as well.
And the formation should be good.
Formation.
Let's have a quick. Have you got that there? Let's have a quick look. We won't go into the rest. We'll just have a look at that. Task Force Antilles. When you suffer damage from an attack, you may choose and exhaust a copy of this card on another friendly ship at distance 1-3. If you do, that ship suffers one of your damage instead. While this card's exhausted, you can't spend engineering points.
It's bigs for ships.
Bigs for ships.
So you could have, four hammerheads all with that title and just spread the damage around.
Christ.
Take it all back.
Task Force Organa.
For 1 point.
For 1 point. You may choose an exhaust and a copy of this card on a friendly ship. 1-3. Roll up to 2 attack dice.
Ooh.
That's not bad either.
I suppose it's because the attack dice isn't particularly hot.
Can they have TRCs?
More importantly, while this card is exhausted, you cannot attack ships.
Yeah. So you,
you can
use it on your second shot, basically.
Well, yeah. Just
if you've got two arc, double arc.
You've got to think about the order in which you do that. Interesting, though. You can have TRCs on the scout one.
Cool.
We
love a bit of TRC there.
Obviously, Admiral Leia gives you tokens, like reroll tokens and stuff, so maybe there's something there. Interesting.
We haven't revealed the pod battery turrets.
No, they're keeping that secret.
Why?
Because it's going to be the best thing ever.
It has to be the best
thing. Should we get food?
Yeah, we're going to get some scran. Speak to you tomorrow. I'm here on day two after game four with my round two opponent. So just introduce yourself, where you're from, and what list you're running.
Okay, so I'm Thorsten Joel, or Herendon, from Germany, from the Mos Eisley Forum, where I'm the Armada admin.
Uh-huh.
So I got into the hobby basically when it came out, and been about running ahead of the curve a bit, at least in the team or in the forum, where I just said, okay, look, this is what you do with the missions, this is what you do with the ships. So I was just like making some noise and just writing down and as a way of also familiarizing myself with the game.
Okay, so you're writing strategy articles and so on.
I haven't done that for quite a while now, just because I'm short on time.
Yeah.
But I've done basically all the missions from the first.
Oh, wow.
From the basic set.
Okay, where can people find that?
That's in the Mos Eisley forum, Mos Eisley Helmhafen.com, which is the German board, basically. It's also in German, so it won't help your audience.
Okay, well, if we've got any German speakers, you can get there otherwise.
Yeah.
Google Translate, maybe.
So I basically just got that by running ahead.
Yeah.
Making some noise.
Playtesting.
Yeah.
Do you have a large group of players where you're from? You play a lot, or is it
sporadic? I play regularly, like once a week.
Yeah.
We got a group of six men in the city where I live, where we play the campaign. We play once a week against one or the other. And it's really just fun, and I think you need that. You need at least a small dedicated group to keep it going. I go to tournaments, and I often meet players who say, well, I have had a game once a month or even less, because the player base is that small.
Yeah,
And that's the biggest problem currently. So making as much noise as possible is what you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, so hoping to grow the Armada community a little bit, and I guess you're doing good work in Germany doing that. So you beat me, I think it was 7-4 in the second game. You had a Medin list. I'm not doing very well against Medin this weekend. He keeps outflanking me and turning me. So how else have your other games gone so far?
So my list has, I call it Turbo Liberty. So not Medin Madness, but Turbo Liberty, because I was, when the Liberty MC80 came out, I was looking for ways to get it to work. But first tries without Medin went downhill pretty fast because it can't take that much damage.
Yeah.
So I wound up with Medin and the Liberty fully kitted out, and at Monitor fully kitted out, three naked transports, and then an assortment of Cherubay, Tycho, three A-Wings, and B6-100.
Yeah.
And the B6-100
kind of covers all your bases.
Gives me the strategic, gives me relay. And I ended up with 395 points without a high bid. And I'm doing very, very well with being second player. Everybody else chooses first player.
Yeah.
And I've played Most Wanted, I've played Contested Outpost. Nobody did go for SensorNet, where my physics would have created some points.
Yeah.
And initially, I wanted to go first. I would have had a bid of like 391 or something.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have helped me. Well, it would have helped me in one of these four games I've had.
Yep.
And I've been second player every time, and it's working out quite nicely.
Yeah. So do you find you don't actually need to go first in the meta all the time, even with admonition?
No, even with admonition. Of course, the double tap BG last round first round of the next turn, do your damage with double arc. That is nice, and it is certainly easier if you have got enough activations.
Uh-huh.
But if I go second, I use the admonition as area denial.
Okay.
I place it alongside my edge. I arc inside into the middle due to the contested outpost where I expect my enemy to go, and it just.
Go last with it. So
yeah, I go last.
They land in your arc. Yeah.
They have to either evade, meaning they are out of the fight for quite a long time because there are not many maneuverable ships.
Yeah.
Or they go into one or two arcs, and I put on the damage and ram it, or just simply wait for it to kind of give me a second shot.
Yeah. And you've got the Liberty has such a massive arc as well. You can put two or three things in the front, and they can't move them all out before you activate.
Yeah, so if I can time it perfectly, I use the Liberty really with this engine tanks and the massive movability or flexibility it has to set up two shots, two transports, for example, or a corvette and transport medium range. I've got a high chance of killing transports with that. It's like 90%. And I try to give my opponent as many bad choices as I can.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, he goes first. He can activate one of his ships, do some damage, bring one to safety, but he cannot save them all.
Yeah, that's the key with going second, isn't it? Trying to place which admonition and Liberty helps, because you can cover so much of the, like you said, you can put so much threat down there. Yeah. Some really nasty arcs on those guys.
And I was... going in, I was thinking about, or I came up with a recon list right before the World Championship, where they won and dominated and everything.
Yeah.
And I played that against a friend of mine and absolutely crushed him with that because it was really deadly and hard to put in damage. But my problem was against that, first of all, it's been done already. That's one part.
Yeah, you want to invade. Yeah.
And secondly, it's passive.
Yeah.
You have ships that want to move in formation, you have ships or squadrons that need to stay in range. Due to different effects.
Yeah.
And the choosing the Liberty and the admonition gives me flexibility. I attack. I take the aggressive part. I search for the weak points and I try to exploit them.
It is possible, like you say, against that recon list, to just run away, play for a 6-5, just flee from it, get away from the bombers, and it can't always generate those big wins if you play the opponents that are cagey.
That's something many people forget, and that actually doesn't bode well for three games tourneys.
Yeah.
But if the opponent doesn't gives you only bad options, except for not engaging, well, then just don't engage.
Yeah.
It makes for a boring game. But other than that, if you just play into his game, into his plans, you're just giving away or making it that much easier for him to win high.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
I think, a fair tactic, because if he doesn't give me at least the report, if he's not trying to play and just waiting for me to come, I don't have to come.
Yeah. So how are you doing so far then? You got obviously a win against me.
I got the win against you. I got the win against Matt before you.
Yeah.
I think I came in at 16 points of the first two rounds. I lost close to a mirrorist, a mirror match,
yeah.
With the same ships but the Donna, except for Liberty.
Okay.
I just misplaced my admonitor into a double arc of his admonitor. It would have fitted nicely into his front arc, which
yeah.
I would have survived.
Yeah, but he got double arc.
But
it
just
yeah.
misjudged a bit. So I died, came around, fought to a close 5-6, so 54 points down, and I just obliterated admonitor foresight list with Mon Mothma with a 10-1.
Just now, right.
Just
okay,
now.
So you're up.
I'm up at like 31 points now.
Very
and,
good.
Looking good.
Okay, very good. How are you finding the running of a tournament and the is it the biggest one you've been to, I guess?
Well, it's the biggest one. I've
yeah.
never had seven games in a row.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Worlds. I've been to the German Championship where I placed like I think fifth or something.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
It's a nice. I like the environment. First of all, so the hall itself
yeah.
is big enough. It could be a little less noisy. But the location is great. Every opponent, every man I meet, everybody I meet is so nice and
yeah.
friendly. And since Armada isn't that precise a game, yes, you can make it that precise a game, but because of all the movement and everything, it isn't. It just isn't precise. It's not as precise as X-Wing, and
yeah.
Therefore, everybody is lenient. They
yeah.
they just go look.
Magic
squad
do
that
a little bit
yes.
here. And,
no,
can,
nobody
worries. You're in range. Yeah. yeah, I've noticed that as well. I've played four games, and all my opponents have been really, really sound. No arguments, fun, like
yeah.
good results, and just chilled out and casual afterwards. Like
yeah.
it's not, even though it's a big tournament with like big prize on the line. I think everybody just seems to be. The community seems really filled with players who are relaxed and just want to enjoy the game and get better, become better players, but have fun at the same time. Not.
Yeah.
Not in other game systems I've played, maybe necessarily where people are quite set on winning at all costs and
definitely.
So on. So yeah, it's good.
And everybody I talked to really pointed out the variety of the list.
Yeah, it is very open meta. Very open. I was expecting there to be a lot of Recon, Ivaris,
yeah.
but after Worlds, but no.
Nothing like that. If you've got a meta, it's not like everybody's losing three jump masters or three tie
yeah.
defenders lacking X-Wing. It's
yeah.
just like five activations. That's it.
Yeah.
Take your pick of five ships,
yeah.
take them along, and then you can either go down to four or up to six, whatever.
Yeah.
Two ships will have it hard.
Yeah.
But it's basically down to four or five activations.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say? Promote Thorsten before we sign off and get on to game five?
No.
All right. Thanks for chatting to us and thanks for the game. Best of luck for the rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. So I'm here with my last opponent from round four, Patrick Chine.
Exactly.
From
yeah.
France. So, Patrick, you comprehensively took my fleet to pieces with your Corvettes, bump
yeah.
list, and admonition.
Yeah.
I think it's probably an 8-3 in the end, just short, maybe
H3,
a 9-2.
H3,
yeah.
I missed
yep.
a 9-2 at 7 point, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So well done. So you've come over from Toulouse this weekend?
Exactly. I come from Toulouse with three friends.
Yep.
From all of the friends. We are only four friends that are coming for our Star Wars Armada event.
Okay.
In Birmingham.
And what's the, do you play much at home? Is there a good
yeah,
scene
yeah.
where you play?
Exactly. In fact, I build a community in Toulouse
uh-huh.
and I try to animate Armada in France. I animate the Star Wars Armada France forum, Facebook page that
yeah.
is named Star Wars Armada France also.
Yeah.
With a friend of mine, we also have a blog where we post some strategical article, but it's difficult because I don't get the time. I got big work, professional work on it. I have a lot of ideas for the blog, but I don't have the time. So I let the player debate on the forum, but I don't have the time to say, okay, let's think about that on the blog, because you know, when you have a blog, you can keep the information. It's more readable than in a forum when you have to seek the good post where a guy say, okay, this is true or this is not true.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody the true is not
so you're working,
permanent.
It sounds like you're working hard to build the community in France.
Yeah, exactly.
But you have a good set of players nearby that you can play with.
In fact, we succeed to gather around 20 players in Toulouse.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
good scene.
I propose one tournament every 2 months.
Yeah,
okay.
Very good.
In average, we have 8 players.
That's good. So you've been playing for since the start, or just for,
since the beginning? In fact, I play a lot with Battle Gothic.
Yes.
Before.
Okay. Yep.
I play also a lot in 40K. I have done the ETC qualification. I never go to the ETC championship in 40K and so on, but I try to do it. So I'm a hardcore player.
What is it you like about that drew you to Armada and keeps you playing? Is it Star Wars or is it the strategy?
The rules.
You like the
on the ship. The two-dimensional, you know.
Yeah.
Because in fact, at the beginning, I enjoy taking some high over the ground. You know, don't stay tactical. Let's think strategical.
Yeah.
And it's really enjoyable because you have these two vectors in Armada. You can play the big ship and you can play the squadron.
Yeah.
And you have the feeling that you are an admiral master and you can you manage the whole battle instead of 40k where you have just a small skirmish. In fact, if you think about three tanks and 40 people and 40 soldiers, it's not enough.
And
it's the dimension.
I like the planning with it as well. Like you have to plan so many moves ahead and the maneuver, the inertia with the maneuvers.
First, it's just the game and after the rules. The rules are amazing personally, I think. Yeah. I really enjoyed another game which is named Epic Armageddon.
There is a tournament today, the specialist games. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very good
workshop.
Game also, very clever rules. And I also tried to create game, but I only participate to fix the game which is named Alchemy. It's a skirmish game. I try to be a beta tester or an alpha tester.
So you've brought this weekend. You've brought Madine with some.
Yeah, my list. I call it Madine Madness.
With Admonition and Shara, a couple of A-wings, Jan.
In fact, I modified the list just before coming.
Reinforced blasters and engine techs.
Yeah, exactly.
How you find it? They were effective again. I mean, we traded, didn't we? You killed one of my corvettes, I killed one of yours, the other one managed to swoop round at the end to finish Bright Hope off. How are you finding them in your other games so far? They work out?
Yes, but it's a very difficult list, I think, because you have to constantly think about your placement, and it's the core of Armada, in fact. But with Squadron, I really think that the things are simpler with Squadron,
because you
don't have to think about all of that. You simply put the Squadron, they have 360 degrees capability.
You said to me at the start that your list was quite like your brain hurts by the end of the day because of all you're trying to get all the maneuvers right with Medine.
It's amazing when you have the possibility to move at 4 plus engine tech, you can go at 5 and you have Madin, so you have so amazing amount of click on your movement ruler. You have so many possibilities, and you have to manage the order of the activation, you know, as usual. But at the beginning, I have a less higher bid. No, you see that I beat 21 points.
21 points,
I just want to be first, because otherwise, if you go second, it's possible to play second, but
harder.
It's harder.
Yeah.
Very harder.
So do you think that's where the meta is right now? It's small ship lists, big bid, want to go first. Is that the list you think is the strongest at the moment?
Yeah, I think this is the meta. But big ship are not dead.
No?
Clearly they are not dead, because with Jar Jar Hot, for example, we can do some really nasty movement with an ESD.
I've played a little bit of that myself with the
Jar Jar Hot.
I took it to the extreme of 3 ISDs, but that was too many. Not enough activations then. But
If you want to play big ship, you need to be second player, I think. it's better you invest such amount of points in the ship that you need to know how to play as a second player.
Yeah.
And you really need to select cleverly your objectives,
mission.
Your mission. Yeah.
Because
otherwise you just...
With the strategic or something, maybe the total. But make it a very difficult choice between the three missions.
Exactly.
All
need to ensure that you will win some points with the objectives.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say or mention? Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
No, We come with the other friend, with my other friend. Yeah. So I also played... in fact, I'm the national champion of Armada of 2015.
In France?
Yeah, in France,
okay.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah. But,
that's why I don't feel so bad that you annihilated me now.
Yeah, I tried to not doing so much error. I think I have not done so much error. The other game, I just made one error and I lost the game. Okay?
Yeah.
It's so sharp. It's a very sharp list. You know,
it's
fun to play, but it's a very sharp list.
Yeah, you make a mistake and it can really, really cost you.
Yeah.
But now you played it well today.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for thanks for your time. I hope you keep growing the community in France.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with us and we can help. If you've got anything you want to promote, we can promote that for you. And best of luck for the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, all the best.
Bye.
So we're here at the European Champs. It's Sunday, the last day. We've gone through the cut. We have a winner. It's Chris here. I've got Ricky with me, and we've collared the overall
exclusive.
Winner of the European
exclusive.
We've got the winner of the European champs. It's our very own Ben Edgar.
I think I'll go by Lord Admiral now. Lord Admiral EU.
Admiral. Oh, don't let it go to your heads. Hey, I lent you two of those Kazantis, right?
Oh,
this is as much my win as yours,
this
right?
This victory is 12.5% yours.
Two of those cards were mine.
Seriously, well done, Ben. That's an amazing result.
Thank you.
We have a winner.
Yeah. So you made the cut yesterday. We won't bore anybody with how Ricky and I did because it's
bad.
Not worth it.
We didn't cover day two, did we? But
I guess we'll do. We can do a further debrief when we've had time to reflect, and maybe the next
There's
episode.
There's more important
we can
things than
going more deep.
No one wants to hear about nine games.
Exactly.
Armada,
no one wants
let
to
alone
hear.
Play nine games.
Yeah, and no one wants to hear about me or Ricky like 2.25 hour grinds that were 7-4s and then we dropped or whatever. So,
I did drop, but you know, they weren't fun.
Well, shout out to Ben Riley though. I think he landed 10th.
Yeah, he did really,
really
well.
That was a
really
good showing for him.
Ben did amazingly
well.
That
was good.
Came 32.
Yeah.
And we won't say where we went.
It was in the top 100, right?
It was in the top 50, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about Ben because that's really what... And the finals and
what
the cut
the
and
want.
The lists. And yeah, so you can hear it. Guys can hear about the top lists and what was doing well and what sort of stuff cropped up. So do you want to just briefly cover your day two, Ben, just very quickly? Each game individually.
No, I think the only real highlight worth mentioning was the final game, game seven, was against what I'm now friendly calling my nemesis, Lawrence.
Yeah.
He was the chap I played in the last game before cut at Nationals last year.
And he won the Nationals, didn't he, last year?
Yeah, I beat him 6-5, but he went on to win Nationals, which was a weird quirk of points. So we all matched up again for top four cut, and I did very well. I got a big win against him, and we were even playing the same scenario as last year at Nationals.
He had to...
Contested outpost.
Because I think he was
sick. Same list as well?
No, we both had... his was quite similar.
Yeah.
He had Gladiators again, but last time he had a Fireball, this time he didn't. But he would, because I was second, but I'd already played first, third, fourth, and fifth standings because early in the game. So I had to play Lawrence, who was sixth.
Yeah.
So he needed.
He had to get a win.
He had to get like a seven min, probably, to qualify. So he came in for it. And it didn't work out for him. Demo went up, and that was all she wrote.
Yeah, and I guess what were your other two missions? We should cover your list probably in detail and your objectives.
Yeah, well, we'll post it in the show notes. We'll put a link to the list.
Sure.
But
I'm just wondering, contested outpost was his only play,
well,
I guess.
Because everyone netlist in this list.
I'm sure this list is already up on a forum somewhere. There's no hiding it now. So it was most wanted, contested outpost, or superior positions. So
yeah,
I think, at least
with
outpost, he knew where I was going to be. Because I was massively out deploying him, because I had 13 squadrons.
Yeah.
So he needed to know where I was going to be.
And most wanted, I guess.
Well, it just would have been Agazanti, he never would have hit.
Yeah,
and
he's just giving up points to
And
you.
Then Demo would have been worth double points.
Yeah.
So that was the only... I mean, he made the right choices, but he knew he had to roll well, and it didn't work out for him.
Yeah. So that got you in.
So that got me in. So then day three was the top four cut. I'd already played two of the other three people in the tournament, one of which I had 6-5 won, and the other one I had 6-5 lost against. But I got drawn against the third guy, who I hadn't played, and he had an MC80...
Do you remember his name?
You know, I don't remember anyone's names. I'm the worst.
Grand Admirals don't remember names. They just destroy.
I have someone who remembers names for me.
Oh, my God.
No, I should do. I've got it written down somewhere.
You chat and I'll look it up.
Yeah, thank you. I've forgotten everyone's names. Yeah. I'm the worst. It's been a busy... It's
we
been
want
a
to
long
give them
weekend.
Credit because you yes. made... I mean, we'll do a full review, but they were from my point of view, like, it was an intense tournament. Everyone was really nice, but good lists and good players. So to get in the top four cut there.
Yeah, everyone deserves a shout out.
They deserve a shout out because
okay, well,
it's a great
while Chris is looking that up. Nothing personal to him. I've literally forgotten everyone's name, apart from Lawrence because he's my nemesis.
was it
you don't even know who you're against in the
Alex
final?
Hamilton?
Yes.
Yes,
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Alex Hamilton, really nice guy.
Yeah.
Apparently he hadn't expected to get this far and had been drinking pretty steadily all weekend.
What a legend.
Yeah. What a hero.
He looked pretty happy. Like, he just looked happy to be there.
And apparently the games he was drunkest were the games he won the most by.
Oh, nice.
He was telling me. So, and the games he lost, he was stone cold sober. It was always the first game of the 10.
That's amazing.
So the drunken master himself.
Quality.
He had a home one. Well, not actually home one, but you know, the home one class MC80.
Yeah.
The one with the more expensive one with the four reds.
Mm.
Which was
carrier.
Tooled up. For everything, you know, had Akbar, expanded armament,
Defiance, right?
Defiance,
yeah.
ECMs, Ramus, Engine Techs, leading shots.
That's an expensive
super quick, very close to 200 points, like 190 something.
Jeez.
But don't go in the side arc after you've activated.
No,
do not go anywhere near that.
and then five naked Corvette Bs. That's it.
It's quite. Yeah,
so you need a list. Like, either, but I think
cool.
he did very well to get that far with that list.
Is
like,
it like,
it's so off meta.
I was trying
really
to work out. Was it like? Is it try and sit the Corvettes in short range next to flotillas are going to be?
Exactly.
And
so they drive into you. You give them like three reds out the front, or with the Akbar. You know, if you concentrate fire, you're getting two blues, three reds out the side.
Yeah.
And then you ram.
Four. If you concentrate fire, four. No, yeah, out the side. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So
you
basically you're shooting them,
yeah,
ramming
yeah.
them. They're very
trying
good
to get
at killing flotillas.
And yeah.
And even if you don't get the accuracy, if you come at the right angle, you're going to get. They bump you. You bump them, and then you bump them again. Like you get the triple ram pretty quickly.
And even like five dice at the side at short range is strong. Like
It's
always
up.
Good to see a list that just isn't tons of
love
quadrants.
Seeing different lists.
Yeah.
So fair play to him. It was good. Yeah. But he knew that. First of all, I picked dangerous territory. Oh, yeah, he let me go first.
Okay.
He had the bid, and he gave it to me. So I was worried he was just going to run away from me.
Okay.
Because I thought, why has he picked second player if he's not just going to run away and get the default win?
Yeah.
But I figured he was expected to lose a Corvette quickly, and he still wanted last move for Defiance.
See. Okay.
So he thought, I had two last moves by going second. That
was his would never get
plan.
Close enough to be Defianced.
And you...
he's got engine techs on it, so it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
But he'd be bombed into the ground before he even...
He had... Oh, blast doors as well.
Okay.
Blast doors and Ramus, so you're going to be repairing pretty heavily
tanky,
with that.
Tanky.
So, I picked his dangerous territory, because I thought that forces him to spread out. He can't be in a ball.
Yeah.
And... we'll both just get three tokens,
yeah,
and I'll just have a hit on each of my Gazantes.
Yeah, which makes
fine.
You normal Gazantes because you have Motti.
Because I've got Motti, yeah. So that's what I did. One of the Gazantes landed a crit that's when it's going high speed, it takes damage every turn. So I had to like comms net over a repair token to like repair it next turn because I kept my guys at high speed because I didn't want to get rammed.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't want to just bleed out in three turns. So that took a bit of faff, but other than that, no problem for the asteroids.
What were his other missions?
Oh, I forget. I think it was Outpost, which I was not taking because he was just going to park the
Defiance
on that. And Advanced Gunnery, yeah. So I wasn't going to pick that.
Yeah, because Defiance covers half the board with a lot of pain, yeah. Cool.
So we both just grabbed three tokens each on turn one. So the mission was irrelevant at that point. Turn one, Rhymer Strike took a Corvette down to like two hull points. Turn two, the Reimer Ball, finished that Corvette and mauled the second.
Yeah.
And then by that point, he knew I was definitely going to get two Corvettes.
Yeah.
I did the maths and worked out, if I lose all my flotillas and I kill three Corvettes, I'm up 7 or 8 points.
Okay.
So I kept that in mind and just sort of ran my flotillas away. He did pick one off. One of the furthest away from my fighters that was grabbing a token eventually went down to Defiance.
Right.
At long range. And I didn't even get killed by Defiance. I got shot at by Defiance and then ran by a Corvette.
Right, okay.
So I lost one of my bomber commands, killed two Corvettes. Then I think he did the maths as well and realized he had to go big now to win. So he turned in with Defiance and went for the ISD.
Yeah, I was going to ask about
Defiance and two Corvettes came in for the ISD. The third Corvette had taken a bit of a beating from just stray ties shooting it.
Yeah.
So that tried to disengage. The disengaging Corvette ended up getting pipped by like a rogue jump master.
Dinked the last one on the back.
So did he attempt to go for the mission though first?
Turn one, we all just grabbed three.
Why did he not just ignore it and just go all in on you? I would have been interested to find out if you'd
Because I massively out deployed him with my fighters. By the time I'd put all my fighters down and he deployed his entire fleet.
Yeah.
And then I could put everything else.
You had one Gazanti and all your fighters down.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he had to deploy his whole fleet.
Quite fast, if you just go in the middle with everything. Just go.
Well, but I mean, generally,
and he did go in the middle with the Defiance, but I put the ISD in one corner.
Yeah.
Engine techs is good on Defiance, but generally if you can get your ISD in the front of it,
it's like
the MC-80 can only normally control an ISD for one turn.
Yeah.
But an ISD can control. You have to be really careful with that because the ISD can control.
Well, he was using his Corvettes
forever
to try and pen me in. The two surviving Corvettes were not in range of me, but in such a position that if I tried to bypass the Defiance, I couldn't. I'd just get stopped for a turn. They'd speed bump me. I could obviously kill them the next turn with my front arc, but held in place. So then I just started focusing all fighters on Defiance when I realised he was coming for me. He actually went and parked. Because by the time he was coming in, I now had activation advantage because I'd killed three Corvettes and only lost one Gazanti.
Yeah.
So he had to... He couldn't even get last move at that point. So I got a double arc and a bomber wall.
On Defiance.
And then I went first and got another double arc and another bomber, six bomber activations.
I didn't have a chance.
But can you believe this? Two groups of six bombers with bomber command.
Two bomber commands.
No, one of them had died at this point.
Okay, right, okay.
So that's, 12 bombers... 12 bomber dice with rerolls, plus two double arcs off an ISD-1 at short range.
Yeah.
Didn't kill it.
Wow.
Defiance survived on two hit points.
Did he then blast doors?
Yeah, he blast doors.
Yeah.
And then... he blast doors the turn before. Because I did it one turn, I hit him with everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he blast doors. Then I went first the next
turn.
And
you left him on two.
And I left him on two.
Yeah.
So I stayed where I was. Like, I bumped, potentially bumped to stay where I was, so that he would stay where he was, and I'd get a third turn of double arcing.
Yeah.
We were just kind of jammed up at this point. So I was really frustrated. I thought that was more than enough to kill him, but it wasn't. So then he shot me back, and the luck swung straight back. He rolled 12 damage, but no accuracy. Because I don't have ECMs.
Did he not leading shots?
Yeah, he did.
And he still
rolled rolled into more damage.
Oh, no.
So every single dice was a one or a two, but not a single accuracy.
He just went, Bray?
Yeah, I could luckily brace it.
You're just like looking at his face like, has he got something to do? Yeah. Has he got any more? Like,
I was really annoyed by my own dice failure and then massively relieved by his
dice
failure.
Yeah.
And then he had these two Corvettes come in for the Rams and the blue dice, but it was too late.
Not enough damage.
I'd survive that. Then
you were tanking. You were stacking repair orders, I guess.
Yeah, my last two orders were repair.
Yeah.
And then someone with a third double arc with the ISD. Well, this time a couple of bombers and my side arc killed Defiance, and then my front arc killed a Corvette.
Yeah, it was all over.
And then it was all over. So fair play for going for it.
Yeah.
It's a very action packed.
And not going for the runaway. Which I think probably wouldn't have worked for him. I probably wouldn't have sniped a Corvette with Reimer.
I
didn't want to play that game, so I was lucky didn't have to.
Yeah.
But he was a great guy and played well, and fair play to him.
And he's done very well, obviously, to get into the top four.
Yeah.
Against really,
and it was,
a really
fair,
strong
it was
field.
A pretty bad matchup for him. Like a big Reimer ball. It's not what he
No fighters. Yeah. Reimer comes on you. It's not. especially when most of your ships are relying on evade tokens.
Yeah, and I think he's used... a lot of other people there had loads of flotillas and, like, a demo.
Yeah.
But the demo's off doing demo things, and the flotillas are easy pickings for his corvettes,
yeah.
Because mine are huddled around an ISD.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to pick them off.
Yeah, he knows any corvettes that go in there
yeah.
to try and get the flotillas are going to just die. And if he's trading... 39
but even my bomber commands are 31.
Yeah.
So he's 7 points down on those trades.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not worth it for him. It's a tough one for him. So yeah, that was great. So that gets me into the finals. I don't have any of the details of the other semi games.
Just
look
go through
online.
Lists because you'll know.
I know what their lists were. Yeah.
Just very quickly, just so the guys know what the top four lists are.
We had Dennis.
Dennis and against
so Dennis was German champ. He might have been the German champ. I'm not sure, but he's definitely a very good German player
against Alessio Iannuzzi.
Yep, who's an Italian fellow who I played the day before. Both very good Armada players. Great guys. Luckily, their English is pretty good too.
Yeah,
could have been awkward.
Your Italian and German is not very
not
good,
very
no.
good. Alessio, I'll just quickly cover his list before I get into my game with Dennis.
Yeah.
So I didn't play Alessio, but Alessio lost to Dennis, and Alessio had a Liberty with loads of stuff on it, including, unusually, veteran gunners rather than gunnery teams.
Okay.
Which was interesting. So he's re-rolling all his dice, but they FAQ'd it. So if you roll your dice, you can spend your accuracies
yeah.
before you re-roll the rest of the dice.
Yeah.
So it makes it pretty good at killing flotillas, actually.
Yeah.
I do forget a lot of his other upgrades, but he definitely had engine techs. Not sure. You'll have to look on the forum for everything I said. Then he had five transports.
Yeah.
Which I think one or two of them had Comsnet, but that was it.
Yeah.
Obviously, one of them had his Admiral.
Magine?
God, who was his Admiral?
Did you normally see Medine in a Liberty?
I don't think he had Medine.
That's the normal one for the manoeuvre.
It might have been Dodonna, just for cheapness.
Right.
His Admiral had no effect on our game, so it was probably Dodonna.
Okay.
But maybe it wasn't. I might be wrong about that. And then he had five vanilla A-Wings, Tycho, Shara, Jan, and two VCXs. So it's 10 squadrons, and the idea is with your two VCXs, your five transports can push all 10 of your fighters
yeah.
from anywhere on the board.
And that's so nasty to play, like Jan with Shara and Tycho. It's
yeah.
so hard
and
to
all
kill.
The vanilla A-Wings are hard to kill too.
Oh, it's great.
There's still the issue here of the fact of how many transports was in that list. Like,
yeah.
in all
so he's
the
got
lists.
Six activations, and I think roughly a 20-point bid, maybe 21, 22.
Okay.
Big bid in the 20s. So he should be going first and last against most people.
Yeah,
with
just,
a big killer Liberty
yeah.
engine tech in about.
Yeah.
Going through your head, what's the flotilla count for the top four lists?
Five transports and five Gazontes on that semi-final, and four Gazontes in mine, none in my opponent's.
So 14.
So between three of us, we had
flotillas.
We had 14 flotillas.
And the activation count was you have five.
In my nine games,
yeah.
I played four people had five activations.
Yeah.
No, sorry, three people had five activations. One had seven, and everyone else had six. So what's that? Five people had six.
Mostly six.
One, seven, five, six, three, fives.
Yeah. Right.
And I had five. So that's apparently the meta now.
Yeah, that
six
is,
activations at a minimum.
Crazy. So you had so that was
so that was Alessio
list,
yeah. And then Dennis, who I did play in the final, had no bid, demo without
the
intel
furniture.
Officer. Yeah, furniture. So standard demo, APTs, ordnance experts, and engine techs. He had five Gazontes, but he had an interesting Gazonte setup, actually. He had Tarkin for his Admiral.
The one with Vector and...
So he had, yeah, his carrier Gazonte was Vector,
love seeing Tarkin in final.
Hangar
Bays,
and Shirano. Admiral Shirano, expanded Hangar Bays, and Vector. So with that gets a token. So that's activating four things that can always move with Shirano,
yeah.
and at plus one speed. So that was a nice little pocket.
Speed three
if they're engaged, or speed five if they're not. Yeah. So like you've got a speed five mauler.
Only fighters. The bombers. The bombers heavy, don't get it. Yeah.
But he did have Gamma Squadron, who's not heavy.
Cool. Yeah.
But also, right. So I'll go through his fighters. He had mauler, the cheap ace with the black dice, the tie ace. Where he rolls three blacks and can't be shot.
Vader and Rudolph.
That's it. Saber Squadron.
Snipe, Interceptor.
Marek Steel,
yeah.
Jendon, Reimer, Gamma, two bombers, and...
That's really did heavy.
He definitely had a 10th.
Did he have the Tie Advance guy?
No. Everybody has a Tie Advance used to have him, and he dropped him. Something else. So hang on. Two Ties, an Interceptor, Defender, Jendon, two bombers.
Dengar?
No, he didn't have an intel, because he had Shirano instead.
Okay.
Shit, I've blanked on his 10th fighter.
Try to suggest them all. Like,
it might have been a vanilla defender.
We could just say someone can look it up.
I don't know.
At a later date, look it up.
Holy shit.
It was mostly aces, though, right?
Yeah, apart from his two vanilla bombers, it was all aces.
Sounds like a recon list. Good for aces.
All the good Imperial aces.
Yeah.
Apart from Zertik Strawm.
Four bombers, two ties, Interceptor. Defend. Oh no, yeah, that's it. So it's four bombers,
yeah.
Two regulars, Gamma and Reimer.
Yeah.
Two ties.
It's Valen and Mauler.
Valen and Mauler. An Interceptor, which was Saber.
Yeah.
Jendon, Marek. No, fuck it. I can't remember the 10th one. Doesn't matter.
Another squadron.
So we had the carrier Gazonti, he had a jamming field Gazonti, and a bomber command Gazonti.
Yeah.
Tarkin's Gazonti and a naked Gazonti. Now, luckily, this was really the clinch for me, because I'd played him on day two and got a 6-5 win, which had come down entirely because I had a 2-point bid and could go first. I very nearly didn't have a 2-point bid. I had to drop a comms net, which I did on the morning of day one.
crossed
it off my list.
Before handing it in.
And thought, maybe this will come in handy. And it fucking did both that game on day two and in the final.
Because otherwise you'd have been having a demo smashing you.
I'd have been getting first lasted by demo.
Yeah.
I might not have even made it to the top four.
Yeah.
You know, because that might have smashed me.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure whether to go first or second in case if I go first and he chooses to run away. But I did choose to go first and I chose Most Wanted.
I think you can run away from your list. Just with Ryan.
Well, the thing is, he had tried to do that in our first game.
The range is just too far to run.
Yeah, you can't run. So luckily you can't run. So he had Most Wanted, Fire Lanes, and Superior Positions.
Yeah.
And I chose... hang on. We need to get... I'll put my jacket over
the... Good old British weather, a little bit of rain. Oh, shit.
Now we have to go inside.
Okay, should we...
Press pause.
Pause. It's right. Okay, we're indoors. So, probably noisier now, but it's better than being
drier.
Much drier.
So, we played a very cagey game on day two, where he tried to skirt around and pick me off. That didn't work out for him, because I have two balls. I have the bomber ball and the fighter ball. I send the bomber ball up first and start shooting whatever's nearest. And if he engages the bomber ball, my fighters counterattack and wreck him with the flight controllers.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't, if he waits for my fighters, the bombers just keep killing stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a very difficult decision for him. So he decided to play KG the first time and he lost. So this time he wanted to be more aggressive.
Because you played KG, but you managed to pick stuff off.
Yeah. He played KG and I still got a 6-5.
Just by picking stuff off. Like.
Well, I think I picked off, I mauled Gladiator and it ran away. But that first game, we were playing Superior Positions. So as Gladiator ran away, I got like four tokens off of it.
Okay.
And because I was first lasting... No, I wasn't first lasting. I was... because I was first activation.
Yeah.
I could shoot... basically, what happened... Sorry, this is hard to explain. So I went in with my last activation to shoot Demolisher. He then counterattacked with his last activation, did some damage to my bombers.
Yeah.
I then went first, moved in an intel, shot Demolisher in the bum, and then flew away back to my Star Destroyer. So now by that point, I was in the lead, so he had to then engage me more to try and catch up.
You could still stack tokens.
So he realized with me going first that I could pick off a Gazonti and then retreat.
Yeah.
So he had to come get me.
Yeah.
So this time, he did come come get me. I picked Most Wanted, which he put on the ISD. And
so
on,
did you pick Superior Positions the first time? And you changed it
yes,
up this time?
This time I picked Most Wanted, because okay. I thought he knows what I'm trying to do in Superior Positions.
Sure.
Yeah. And he's got Weimer too. So yeah. Gazzanti's back arc is really wide.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could easily give away as many tokens as I get in that matchup. So I didn't fancy it.
And so I guess he's setting up after you, so he can just turn in the corner and make it really hard for you to...
Oh, yeah, the deployment thing. I did not want to deploy first in this, because it makes it easier for him to run away from me.
Because all he's got to do, in the previous one, he might have wanted to get a victory or whatever, get like a margin of victory, a bigger win.
Yeah, but in the final, he just needs... So he could have literally disengaged.
He just needs to tie.
Yeah. So I picked Most Wanted. He put it on the ISD and his naked Gazzanti. And then... He ended up deploying roughly central with Tarkin off one side, and I went central with my ISD slightly to my left, and then the demo went opposite the ISD. That's the last deployment. Now, at this point, because we're alternating deployments and we have the same number of deployments, when he put demo down, because he had last deployment, I was like, right, we're ready to go, and we started playing. And then during the fighter phase of turn one, I realized I hadn't deployed my last jump master because I've got 13 fighters. It's not a real deployment. It's a single fighter on its own.
Yeah.
And I just didn't put it down. And then it's too late.
Yeah.
So I was and apparently it counts as destroyed for points.
Oh.
So I was 12 points down at the start of the game. I was really annoyed about that myself.
Yeah.
And against his list, when we're having essentially a mauler off.
Yeah, you need the intel.
The second intel is really important.
Yeah.
Because he's got Shirino, he doesn't give a shit. But I need it. So that made me a bit more cagey with my fighters.
Yeah.
So he came in speed 2 with everything. I shuffled forward speed 1, pulled my fighters back to the counter-attack position, sent only a small, I think maybe 3 or 4 of my bombers were in range to Reimer demo.
Yeah.
Turn 1. No, because he went last. What am I talking about? So I didn't hit him
on turn 1.
Start of turn 2, I Reimered everything into him.
Yeah.
And did like 5 damage or something, 6 damage. So he'd lost like all his shields on demo.
But he's at quite a good distance at this point. So you're in still a good place.
Yeah, he still can't. He's not in range to actually
do any harm.
Hit the Star Destroyer yet, because it's only turn 2. And I deployed the Star Destroyer on the baseline and moved forward at speed 1.
Yeah.
So he needs another turn to get in. So then what happened? Then he sent his bombers into one of my Gazzantis and killed it. Stripped all his tokens with the regular bombers. Then Marek Steel came in with the double tap and did the job. Killed a bomber command, I think it was.
Yeah.
No, that was the naked. The naked Gazzanti was leading the charge.
Yeah.
Then turn 3. So at the end of turn 2, I moved Mauler up and hit all his bombers for 1.
Yeah.
Start of turn 3,
moved Mauler again.
But this time he'd moved his other fighters behind his bombers to like back them up.
Right.
So Mauler moved a short distance and just hit everything. And then my flight controller ties come in, and I cannot deny this. I got very, very lucky, and I'm rolling all my ties, including Mauler, are rolling 4 blues with a reroll because of flight controllers and swarm.
Yeah.
And every time I shot one of his aces, I got an accuracy in 2 and 3 hits.
Yeah.
So they'd already been hit by Mauler.
Yeah.
And then it was just one tie, finished, take off your Mauler. Another tie, take off Saber. Another tie, take off Rudor.
Yeah.
And
sniped him out with 8 TIE fighters.
It was fantastic.
That's good value for a good bang for buck there.
So that was his anti-squadron gone at that point. And then I hit demo a bit more with some more bombers.
Couldn't pin you down, pin your bombers down anymore. Presumably,
nothing left.
I mean, you had it anyway, but like you were able to just you move your bombers.
I killed all it. Yeah, my bombers were nowhere near.
Impunity.
Yeah,
it was in different places.
So his bombers were in the middle, killing my Gazzanti, and his fighters were just behind that.
Okay.
Whereas my bombers were on the left flank, hitting demo.
Yeah, okay, but there's nothing left to stop your bombers at all. For the rest of the game,
he didn't really even have enough to like focus down my one intel. It was just Merrick was the only good anti-fighter thing left. So, but that's then he had the tough choice of do I use Merrick up to snipe the intel?
Yeah,
because then Merrick's also the only thing that can go and block
the bombers.
And because he doesn't have intel, he's got Shirino. He hasn't got the speed to redeploy. He can't like kill the jump master and then fly over to the bombers.
Yeah.
Because he's only speed 3. And then it just became a big fighter melee in the middle.
You're always going to win that, right? Because he can only do Marek.
Yeah, exactly. So I think by that point he was just chasing points. He knew he was down, so he started like trying to focus down another Gazanti and pick off Tides. And then Demolisher came in last. And then I just bombed and ISD'd it.
And the ISD got still made a beeline. He didn't pull out.
He did come in for a hit, and he got me with an APT, a shield crit where I can't. Once my shields are down, I can't repair them.
Okay. Yeah.
But he didn't accuracy, and he didn't. He didn't have intel officer, so I could brace it. And
yeah. So it's
any part.
And then I'm going first, so I just.
Why did he park in front of you?
He had nothing else to do at that point.
And he couldn't have pulled out of the attack run with it.
Well, there was a whole rammable distance one from him.
So he might as well just throw something at
it. So it was going to die either way.
Right. Gladiator could have done 14 damage plus shield.
Well, he had to hope that I fluffed my attack and he got another go with it.
Yeah.
That was, but that, by that point, he was down on points. He was going to lose demo anyway.
Yeah.
And we were just going to trade. I was up on the fighter game and we were going to trade Gazantes. We were having a bumping grind, but I have Motti. So I'm going to win that bumping grind. Yeah. Like he had to, and if he'd got this ISD, you know, it's double points for Most Wanted. So he could have lost almost everything and still won.
Yeah.
But it's, like I say, once I God rolled his aces off, what can you do?
His demo is always going to die, right? And then he's all his other stuff doesn't hurt.
Well, if demo either dies or takes no part in the battle in that matchup,
To be fair, if he had like five Byzantes all on a Most Wanted shit with concentrated fire.
Yeah, you get and loads of blue arcs. Loads of blue arcs, but then they're not bumping. They're bumping you and just taking
you had them pinned
bumping. They can't. They can't do any of that or blocking.
Embarrassing
or
to lose an ISD to five Gazantes.
Yeah. although like by that time, like from the front arc, if you roll one accuracy, they are toast.
They're
like
dead,
just take them off. Yeah.
So and then the following turn, my first activation was to fighter down Merrick. Merrick died in that first activation. And then that's it. He's just got four bombers left.
Sat there, being pestered by TIE Fighters. Rolling one black against a TIE Fighter and then taking four dice back from you.
And it's on the state. It's right by the station as well. So every time I shoot him and then I heal.
nice. Because you still have your jump master left.
Yeah, I still have my jump master. So
did you not take that out?
It was too late. By the time he could...
I'd hold it.
I only moved it in at the start of my Alpha Strike with my fighters.
Maul has already gone in, and then the Jump Master follows him in next turn.
And I'm activating six fighters with fire flight controllers.
Yeah.
So that I just need that one big hit, and you've lost so much of your.
Yeah. I love flight controllers. So good. It's such a like.
I mean, it's good when you can activate six things.
Yeah, obviously it's terrible if you're only getting two, but like with a big Alpha activation, like.
Yeah.
You've said this before about your list. You're activating like
200 points.
Yeah.
200 plus points in one activation.
Yeah. And if you're going first, that is a vast amount of dice and activation.
Yeah.
And it's buffed and it's
just
thinking a huge amount of Alpha Strike.
You can get all these upgrades on that 50 point ship next wave.
Well, that's it. You can do the same build on the Quasar.
That's why I'm
You can have flight controllers, hangers, and comms. And it's infinitely easier to kill.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the ISD, Amati ISD, I did lose it one game out of nine to a single demo attack run.
Yeah.
But that takes some seriously big dice to do.
Yeah.
Whereas the Quasar, an average demo attack run will definitely kill a Quasar.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That's the risk to take.
Yeah. But it's much cheaper.
But it's, it's like 60
you
points cheaper.
You can
do two of them.
Demo on one of those.
Yeah, you can have a demo and a Quasar and keep basically the rest of the fleet the same. Or you can double Quasar it. Like, it's big.
Exciting. So that was a win for you.
That was it. Yeah, well, he conceded on turn four, maybe, or five. End of turn four, start of turn five. He was like, "I know, there's no chance now." Like, because the Gazantes will everything but the Tarkin Gazanti was probably going to die that turn.
And you can shoot. You can kill at minimum one a turn with your bombers.
Yeah, and then my flotillas were going to ram. Basically, almost all the Gazantes had two hits on each. But Motti likes playing bumper cars, so
fucking Motti.
We did speak about that. If he had picked a token, an engineering token, and did an engine, you can get a health back.
That's true. He could be healing it up, but
you can only do it once, really. You can't can't keep doing it forever.
You need both of the Gesandi. You need to take command the tile.
Yeah, but he had Tarkin, so that's an option.
Okay.
But then that means your Gesandi's doing nothing but playing bumper cars. It's not doing squadrons or shooting.
Sounds
or
a
anything.
Good way to take out the rest of the other Gesandi's. You're against being bumped.
But no, he was a great player. And a little plug for him, he makes these rubber inserts for fighter stands.
Oh, someone told me about
it. You know that hollow recess under your fighter stands? It fits in exactly. And because it's rubber, it kind of expands into the hole. It doesn't really fall out.
Yeah.
And then you've got this rubber textured base.
Yeah.
That means your fighters don't get knocked or slide.
Yeah.
You can just turn your dial without moving the fighter. It makes them so much more stable.
You just lift them up to when you move them.
Yeah.
You can't slide them, but you lift up.
You just lift them up and put them down. But it means they don't get, when a ship taps them, they wobble and stay where they were.
That's amazing.
It's really good. And he sells them really cheap. It's like £8 for 10.
Oh, wow.
So I bought a bunch of them. And everyone he played, he gave 4-2 for free, which I thought was really nice. I played him twice, so he gave me 8. And then I bought another 10 off of him.
What, for your 18 fighter list?
Well, I wanted.
You don't want to swap them in and out.
Well, no, I mean, I have 13. You give me 8 for free.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
Yeah, no. You can only buy them in multiples.
You paid him another two times.
Do we have, did he give you a details that we could put out for that on the podcast?
He didn't, no. He didn't have like a card or he's probably got like a website or something. But I'm sure he'll reply to a thread on the forum about his list or the game.
Yeah.
And then contact him through the FFG forums is probably the best way if you want some of these fucking sweet rubber bases.
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely
a tip for him next time, put a little card in the bag. With the ones you have.
Good plan. Yeah, just with an email address or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the little strategy though, the taster. You can have four. There's not many good four fighters.
Yeah.
Not many good four fighters.
You can like,
it's just like, no chance.
Your first one's
no
free,
chance.
Mate.
Your first one's free. First one's free. Love it. But the price still sounds reasonable on those.
Yeah.
That seems excellent. So what's your, how well was it organised today? There was a bit of a bump on the rollers.
There's a lot of issues with the tournament. For the most part, it was good, but there was a lot of problems. So first of all, I think top 8 women get medals, but only top 4 had medals.
Really?
They didn't have enough medals for everyone. So they had to write down their address, and they're going to post them out to them. All the special range rulers, so it wasn't just one ruler, it was one separate ruler for each range band. Were all the wrong measurements. Each one was, not only was every ruler a different length, like the wrong length, by a different amount, but all the markings on every ruler were wrong. So the range 5 ruler had 5 errors on it, the range 4 ruler had 4 errors on it.
God.
They weren't even consistent with each other.
So did they not even give them out?
They did give us to them, but they're going to put out an errata to all tournaments saying the blue Euro sticks are illegal for tournament play. Because they're all like 2 to 3 mils longer than they should be.
It was like 5. The big one was
5 wrong.
5 out.
5 mils out.
And this is in... But the organisation today, I guess, they only got 3 games to run today. It wasn't too bad, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Today was smooth. Super streamlined. And the judges were... They had more than one judge per table.
Yeah.
Like, making sure everything was smooth.
Watching you, like,
and the guy, although he was, like, very stern about the rules, like, when we forgot to add damage to dead ships, he made us count out the extra damage.
Yeah.
Like, he was just a rule-by-the-book guy. But he wasn't a dick about it or anything.
Yeah.
Like, he was
that's it.
No, he's right. Everything he said was right, and it was good.
You want that on top table. You don't want anything to be wrong.
And I had a couple of questions with him, and he was really good. Like, there was a few times where, you know how difficult it is to measure fighters?
Yeah.
So I was saying, like, look, I'm not going to touch the fighter yet. I'll just measure it out. I want to get to here. Is that good?
Yeah.
And then
he would check it.
And he would check before I touch anything.
Yeah, so there's no dispute. I'll put him back and was it in the same place?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and he was really good about that. There was one instance where I didn't know if a fighter could fit in a gap between like 3 other fighters.
Yeah.
And he placed a spare fighter base in the hole.
Yeah.
To see if it would fit, and then when it could, I could move my fighter in. So it was a good way of doing it without moving my ship and confusing things. Because the distance wasn't in doubt. I could definitely reach, but could I fit in the gap?
So
we should start with like the fact that 8 was ridiculous to think that could be done.
Yeah, to start with 8 rounds,
so,
it's probably a bit unrealistic.
So they wanted four games day 1, 4 games day 2, but there were delays on day 1, so they skipped the first game.
That was the right decision.
But so it meant we didn't have to play till like midnight.
It was odd. I mean, I don't want to be too critical because, you know, it's a big thing to organise and it's a lot of players and it's a lot of logistics.
But I think every player who saw it thought, well, 8 games is too much.
Did we need 8 games?
No,
like,
we didn't.
No. So per the advanced structure, which is the regional level and above, I think it was 6.
For the number of players we had, we should have had 6 games for Swiss.
Yeah. 6 Swiss.
So 7 was kind of too many. 8 would have been crazy too many.
Yeah. So I'm just not sure. And I can understand the argument and the point of view that, well, it's great, I just want to go and play Armada, I want to play lots of Armada.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, I had other stuff to do, my wife is here as we can, so I had other stuff. But
yeah, we're at the biggest games expo in the UK.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to go see that. Mm. We had to buy a ticket for it,
yeah,
but we couldn't go see it because we're playing Armada all day.
And I don't mind, like, I can understand some people don't maybe have a good, like, lots of players locally, like, they want to play all weekend. But included in your ticket was as many side events as you like.
Yeah.
So why not just do a proper Swiss, the regular Swiss, and a cut. And then if you don't make the cut or the graduate, that's another point. They didn't even have a graduate cut. So
yeah. Well, if you've done six games, you could have done four games day one.
Yeah.
Two games day two.
Yeah.
Cut. Everyone who doesn't make the top four can go do side events.
Yeah.
And then have
come
the finals
back on Sunday for the top two.
Yeah.
But even top four, even if you do want to play Armada all weekend, and I'm completely legit because it's a great
game. Well, you can go play in the side events.
Just go play in the side
events. That's what all X-Wing players do.
Because it's included in the ticket price. Because they're not. There is no real working side events for Armada.
It was just that, like, so, what are the, that's yeah, because none of the Armada players were free. They were playing
all
day.
It's not even that. There's just no, like, side events. You can't play a full round of Armada. You could, I suppose, but
you played in a side event.
I played
a
side
event. Talk about that briefly.
And so their idea was 2v2.
Yeah.
Each person's in a different corner. There's no synergy between lists. You may as well be playing on your own.
So you just get paired up with somebody
randomly.
You're
just paired up.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be working together. You can
never
reach.
I guess you could enter with a partner.
Yeah.
You could have, but
yeah.
For a pickup game, it's no good, is it?
It doesn't make sense. If you're going to do that, they may as well have played, like, the Carillion Conflict. Sort of similar rules.
Yeah.
Like, things affect each other. You're both on the same side. Might have been a really good.
That would be really
2v2.
Fun. You could have, like, you know, yeah, your Jan could protect his fighters and that kind
exactly
of thing.
Exactly. But no, it's. It's
all
was
separate
just,
lists, because you just count the points.
Yeah.
Well, it's clearly an afterthought because
it
was two full days.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't expect anyone to play in it, I guess.
Like, at some point, we didn't have to quite the right numbers, and they started to talk about 2v2v2, where everyone's all over the place.
So, how many did you have playing in the event in the end? Six.
Six people, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Two, that was six lots.
Yeah, you may as well have done the three-on-three trillion scenario. That would have made more sense.
Yeah, it's all day.
No,
just the final battle.
That's what I mean. If you played that all day with 1,200 points aside, that's an all-day job.
Yeah.
But I guess you just
you could do 900 points or something. 300 points.
These things to be roughly 3 hours long, like a maximum 3 hours for a side event.
Yeah.
So their idea was, with each of these, they're an hour and a half each.
And you play two games.
Play two. I didn't play the second one because there was no point, so we just flew off the map. Because I wanted to see the rest of the thing.
Yeah, go see the convention.
We got our cards. But our suggestion was a 200 point. If you're going to do 200 points aside, 1v1 it on a 3x3.
Yeah.
Just have a quick skirmish. You win or lose. There's no points. There's no mission. You
just have fun.
You just go and smash each other.
Just chuck some dice around.
Yeah, that's what the X-Wing guys do. Just, isn't it? It works for them.
Yeah, yeah.
There must be some format.
What
cards
did you
get
for the side event?
I got just a
full art Luke.
Full art Luke. Yeah.
Ah, cool.
So it's quite a good one.
The if you win, there was a shiny VSD one.
Yeah, like a big cardboard one.
Yeah.
It looked nice. I don't know what
I tried to flag one. Because I was like, I couldn't play in the side event. I was too busy winning the tournament. But he wasn't having any of it.
He's like, fuck you. Yeah. We're paid to fly you to Roseville next year.
Yeah. Really nice guy. Gave me a Mon Mothma. So that was a nice card to get as well.
Hmm.
So
the big art
Mon Mothma.
Okay. Well, just like somebody you played just gave it to
you. Yeah, the one we played on the last side event.
That's cool.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Hmm.
It was okay.
Good. So, congrats again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done.
We'll have a full.
I expect to see this spammed at tournaments across the land from here on out.
Please,
it was my unique list that I'd never seen anyone play, and now it's open to the world.
Yeah, and you did fair play. You did develop it to the meta, play tested it. We all felt the brunt of it.
Thanks
games.
For the help.
we all were just endlessly taking our ships off and stuff, and you refined it, and it wasn't netlisted. It wasn't.
I have to admit, it's not the most skillful list. Like, I haven't played it since January, and
it's
I came back and
round.
still did well with it. It's just a list that. It does what it does. It doesn't care what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to think too hard.
It's flexible. It's very hard to score points against it because you're going to kill fighters at 8 points each.
Yeah.
And by that time, you're going to have lost 100 points plus of ships and fighters.
Yeah.
So you're just
those
always on the back foot. You can't outrun it.
Those TIEs punch over their weight.
Such an amazing range as well. You don't and the have deployments. To get in close you get mad points.
You
yeah.
very rarely have to put your ISD down before they're fully deployed.
Please, FFG, fix flotillas because it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's only 6 and 7 this activation
is,
lists. This is
not.
Meta.
But
we thought Ben,
anymore.
We thought Ben was like 5.
You thought that was ridiculous.
Like, oh, Ben, fucking did 5 activations.
But everybody had 6 or 7. If it continues this way, all we'll see is your list at the tournaments. Because it is such a good all-round list. There's no denying it. Yeah. Like, you can do everything. You can do damage, or you can just hold squadrons.
Yeah. And I mean, I love Armada as a game, but I was by the... what did I play? I played the full day Friday. I played 2 on the Saturday. I just dropped because, like you say, Ricky, it wasn't Armada. I was out of the running.
Flotilla Wars.
It was get Demolisher or Admonition land next to you, kill 2 of your things, and then bump all your flotillas. Flotilla Wars. I only had 1 in my list.
I think basically everyone had a demo or an Admonition or a Liberty.
And I don't mind 2
just going first last.
I don't mind 2 or 3 of those games. And you've got to prepare for it, and that's the meta. But like, there was so many of it, I stopped enjoying the tournament, so I went round.
Around the Expo.
It's kind of like not Armada anymore.
It's becoming toxic.
The big ships are...
You may as well bring them.
Absent, really. I mean, Ben's got 1 ISD.
It doesn't really play like an ISD.
But it's not really.
It's just a tough carrier.
It just sits really there and does flight controllers every time.
And that could change. And you
I did get
more
a big front off in more games today. More games this weekend have I got a shot out of the big front than I have in the history of ever playing that list.
I guess it's because there's so many activations, there's like room on the board to hide.
I funnel them in with the Gazantes. They get trapped.
What's it going to end at, though? Like, next step, 8, 9 activations?
Yeah.
All Gazantes? Well, we've already seen 1 at some...
Well, the German nationals had 8 Gazantes, didn't they?
Mm. We'll have to go away and digest it, because I guess the American meta was very, very focused Recon
Yavaris.
Very
rebel,
very rebel-heavy.
But my list is very happy to fight Recon Yavaris.
Yeah. Well, you built it for that, didn't you?
This list was purpose-designed
to kill me.
Kill Recon Yavaris as... Basically, Ricky had a 5-ship build that goes first, and I would just go last... Drop 6 bombers into the side of Yavaris as the last activation of the turn.
And then do it again.
No, you do it in 1. If you have the 2 bomber commands in range, 6 bombers with 2 bomber commands is average 9 damage.
Okay.
4 of them get braced.
Yeah.
So you do... there's only 3 double crits, usually, and they all get braced away. So basically you're doing 6 damage.
Which is 1 plus 5 hull.
Which is a shield plus 5 hull, and it's dead. And then it doesn't get reconned because that was the last thing of the turn.
Yeah.
And then next turn... No, do what you want. You're fucked, mate.
You can set up on the line. If you set up on the line, you're dead.
That's all that list was built for. Yeah. But it turns out it's really good at fighting everything else.
Yeah, and the meta here, I guess, was very much massive for Tinners. Similar to like the one we saw at Worlds, American meta, but there was
still,
very heavy,
still an armada of flotillas.
There was a lot of...
Yeah, I guess.
I saw a lot of Imperial here. But most
apparently
of
it was a semi-even split. But the top tables were a bit more heavy... Although the top 4 were 2 Rebels, 2 Imperials.
Yeah.
But usually I'd look down the top 5 tables and they'd be like, out of the 10 people, it was usually 6 or 7 Imperials, 3 Rebels.
Yeah.
Well, you've got Demo and Rhino, like that's always strong. And, you know, Jendon, the 2 relay is really strong.
Yeah. Jendon and Marek.
Yeah.
Jendon, Marek, Demo.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
Okay.
But all change with New Wave. We'll see if Sloane makes it even worse. The TIE Swarm is real.
Or your Sato Hammerhead list.
Super goofy. I don't think it's super competitive, but
it'll be funny to play. I don't think
it'll work. Just like take 6 APTs. Boo, boo, boo.
6 long range APTs,
Okay, anything else to say? I think we'll get on the road.
No, I mean, I might retire now.
No, you can't. You've got to go to Worlds.
Spaceboat King EU.
You have to go to Worlds.
Yeah. True. I will certainly go to Worlds. Like, I can't turn up a free trip to America.
And more importantly, you've got another ticket, haven't you, to take a mate because you won.
Well, yeah, I think I get an entry ticket.
Yeah, you don't get.
I don't get like flight and hotels.
No, you get the entry ticket.
Yeah. So whoever happens to be in America that I know is welcome to that.
Unless
I can wing it.
Apparently, it's $75.
Well, I don't mind paying for the ticket, but I just need to get one. I don't know whether they sell out quickly or not. Like, all I'm just worried about is. Is getting beaten on the clickathon.
Clickathon, of course. Yeah, getting Glastonbury'd.
Yeah,
a lot of beggars.
But $75 seems like a lot for a tournament entry.
Yeah.
But oh well, I'm not paying it.
they're paying it for you, so what do you care? I guess we're all paying it through our tournament fees of this, which they use for the prize fund to pay you to go.
I'm going to go beg now to see if I can get a trip next year.
Yeah, it'd be good to go over there. We can take the podcast.
Yeah, show the Americans how it's done.
We can getting cocky. If I go to America, don't get cocky, kid.
Well, it's nearly a year away. Everything can change.
Yeah. But no, but I think it's good to go over there, see the place, meet the community.
Take Ben's
list. Have a great time. Yeah. All turn up with Ben's list.
We're going to play in the finals all together against each other.
Oh, the shit. We're going to have to go buy a lot more gazontis then, because I'm borrowing everyone's.
Freaking gazontis.
Sweet.
Right.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll record again in a few weeks' time. Do a proper full length episode. Keep sending us your mail. The details are on the Facebook page. Keep communicating. Send us any feedback or any lists you've got, any comments or anything. If you want to promote any events or anything, we do have a 1 month roughly turnaround time for when we record. So if it's next week, we're not gonna promote it in time, but we do want to.
Yeah, let us know about tournaments.
We want to grow the community. If you've got any tournaments or any blogs or anything that you've out there,
should say
there's
regional soon and current games comes up.
Yeah,
soon.
we'll be playing Firestorm tournaments. We're going to. No, it's 8th of July. I can't make Firestorm, but the 15th of July I'm going to Curtin, and the 30th is the one in Bristol.
Sorry,
and, I'm not going to any tournaments between now and August, so you're all safe.
Ben, can I borrow 2 gazelles?
You sure can.
I'm giving up the rebel team.
Very good.
Okay,
thanks for listening.
Bye.